Welcome to the C3 Oxford Falls podcast. For more information about our church, please visit myc3church.net. Wherever you are listening from right now, get ready to receive as God has a word just for you.
Okay, well, I better preach good today, hadn't I, really, after that introduction. Why don't we just look to God, and you know what? The children of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years. The vast majority of them never made it into the promised land. And it says in the book of Hebrews, the word preach did not profit them. See, they were hearing great sermons every day, but it says the word preached didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith. So today, can we lift our hands and let's allow God to fill us with faith. God, open our eyes that we might see wonderful things in your word this morning. Give us a deposit, a mustard seed of faith that's going to grow in our hearts. God, so when the word of God comes, we receive it. We last through whatever life brings our way, and we come through into your presence, God. Speak to us, God. We draw near to you this morning, Father, and we know you're drawing near to us. In Jesus' name, everybody said, can we give Jesus another big hand? Give a couple of people a high five. Grab a seat. Thank you, musicians. Can we give our musicians another big hand? They're fantastic. They're awesome. Wow, great to be here. Great to be in the house of God this morning. I love it. I love church. I got saved in 1976. How many people weren't even born in 1976? That's the best response to an altar call I've had in years. Excellent. Fantastic. Well, and just being in church, just keep turning up. And turn to your neighbor and say, keep turning up. Yeah, that's just what, just keep turning up, keep doing the stuff. Now, today, we've got a series, or the title of the message is LinkedIn. Everybody say LinkedIn. Now, over here, LinkedIn. Down the back here, LinkedIn. And today, I'm going to preach out of the book of James, James chapter 5. So, you got your Bibles this morning, or you've got your phone. I've got a phone here. It's got my Bible on my phone. I read that almost every day of my life. I'm reading the Bible. I'm soaking it in. So bring your Bibles to church. Bring your phone to church with your Bible app in it and live out of the Word. Some of the best messages I get is when Pastor Phil or somebody or Pastor Pat or James is preaching and they make a point, then they move on, but I'm just left with that little point they've made. It's captured me. There's something about it that's arrested my attention and I begin to unpackage it. And it's exciting. Okay, so here we are. We're in the book of James. James chapter 5. I'm just going to read this whole passage here. And we'll just see how we go today. And a couple of points are just being linked in. It says this, James 5:13. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them call the pastors of the church. Is that what it says? No, it's not. What does it say? Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it didn't rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed. I just sing that now. Wow. Again he prayed. Everybody say, again, he prayed. Yeah. Sometimes in life, you're praying and there's a gap and things aren't happening. Don't get discouraged. Go back to the well. Go back to God. Pray a second time. pray a third time, no matter how many times it takes. Keep praying and seeking God. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner back from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Okay, I'm going to just preach a three-point message this morning on the importance of being linked in. And I want to, in my life and my job as a pastor, I'm visiting people all the time. Last week, I visited two Connect groups. Tuesday, I'm visiting another one, Con Prosopoulos' group in the city. You're not going to be there, Con. You're on business elsewhere. But I'm visiting Con's group. I was at Mike Wilkinson's group Thursday night. Then I was at Don Foster's Friday morning. Dangerous Don Foster, one of the great legends of our church. And so I love going around Connect groups. And I love our church community, and I love our Connect leaders who are the backbone. If you're a Connect group leader, could you raise your hand this morning, please? Can we give these guys a big round of applause? And I want to thank you guys on behalf of Pastor Phil and Chris and Pat and Amanda, James and Tammy. You do a fantastic job. We really appreciate you and all that you do. And it's a great, and I want to thank God for the church community. But you know what? Sometimes your friends in church or your Connect group leaders can't be there for you when you're going through difficulties in your personal world. And you know what the Bible says? The first thing today that we've got to be linked into, we've got to be, number one, linked in to God. Ultimately, it's got to be between you and God. Is anyone, verse 13, just bring it up again, James 5:13, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Guys, we need to be praying. We need to be seeking God at all times. Pastor Richard Forsyth, the head of pastoral care in our church, people ring him up with problems, and the first thing he says to them is, have you prayed about it? And if they say no, he says, I'm not seeing you until you've gone to God for yourself and you've prayed and you've sought God. You are linked in to God. Psalm 46, 1 to 2 says this, God is our refuge and help, an ever-present help in time of trouble, therefore we do not fear. Who loves David in the Bible? Anybody read about King David? I just love him. You know, there was a time in his personal world when his family, all his possessions were in this town of Ziklag, and he and his mighty men went out on a raid, and they returned to Ziklag, and they found that Ziklag had been raided by the Amalekites, the traditional enemies of Israel, who are a picture of the devil. And we know that the Bible says that the thief comes to rob, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He comes back to Ziklag. His wives are gone. His kids have been taken, have been kidnapped and taken into slavery. All his possessions have been robbed. His house has been burned down. And he's standing there, and he's got 400 mighty men. He's standing there in the rubble of his house, and he's looking, and he's going, oh, my house is gone. All my money's gone. My family's gone. At least my friends are here to support me. And he turns around, 400 of his friends picking up rocks. They're going to stone him to death because they blame him. He's got nothing left. And you know what it says? 1 Samuel 30, verse 6 says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. He strengthened himself and he said, bring to me the ephod. He inquired of God. He said, God, can I pursue? Should I pursue? And God spoke to him as he for himself, without his family, without his friends, when there was no one there for him. I want you to know this morning,
God is there for you. And the God, Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God says, I am the Lord, I change not. God, the God who was there for David, is there for you today. Can we give him a big hand? And listen, when in trouble, get on the phone and dial 911. Are you there? Corey, you're listening. 911. Everybody say 911. Get on the phone, get it on speed dial, 911. Psalm 91, verse 1. 9, are you there? Hello. 911. Psalm 91, verse 1 says this: whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. In God I will trust. Can we give Jesus a hand? The God, listen, the God who's always there. And you can say, oh, you know, I know it's in the Bible and it's a great theory and it's a nice idea, but you don't know what I'm going through. Hey, these Psalms, many of them written by David, and he knew what it was to be in crisis. I don't know what you're going through today or what you've been going through or what you will go through, but I know this. Based on the authority of the Word of God this morning, if you call to Him, He will answer you and He'll meet you and your family at the point of your need. You need to be linked into God. You need to be linked into God. Number one, reach out to God. Is anyone in trouble? He should pray. Get linked into God. Number two, we need to be linked in to our church community and to our friends. You're linked in to your church community. I want to encourage you this morning, if you're not already in a connect group, to join a connect group and get linked in to this community. Thank God for His church. And in particular this morning, I want to thank God for C3 Oxford Falls. This is my church. This is where I go. This is where I am linked in. And I'll say this, I was studying it this week. In the book of Ephesians 6, what a great passage of scripture it is. It's about the armor of God. And you know, Principal Pam, I lectured Pam when she came to college, 1988. She was just a child. A child prodigy, 1988. And you know, now she's my boss. How about that? She's always dragging me into the office. And I'm but it's awesome. But there's something great about getting to know that. And can I just encourage you, go to college. Go to Connect. Come to church. Hear the Word of God. Allow it to build you up. And Ephesians 6 is this incredible passage. We've got this armor of God. And we've got on our head, we've got what? What's on our head? All you college students. Helmet of salvation. On our chest, we've got what? Our righteousness. On our shoes, we've got the gospel of peace. We've got the belt of what? Truth. And we've got the shield of, and the sword of the Spirit. But hang on, here, and I was reading that this week, I was thinking about standing in this pulpit and what I was going to say, and I felt God speak to me and say this, Zondi, He said, I left something out on purpose. I said, what's that? He said, there's nothing on the back. You've got a shield on the front, you've got this breastplate, but on the back, there's nothing. And I really believe this. All of us have a blind spot in our personal world. Is that right? We've all got blind spots we can't see. We all have weak points. But here's the thing, guys. You can't do it by yourself. You need the church community to have your back. Can we give Jesus a hand this morning? We've got your back. Your connect group
has your back. And as you're going through the stuff, and if one of those fiery darts is firing at you, you get your shield and you know, it's all bouncing off. Then if the Satan sneaks around the back, starts firing at you, you've got a friend who's going to stand behind you and who's going to protect you and walk with you through the valley of darkness and out to the bright new day that God has for you and your family. Guys, we all have our blind spots. I haven't got a blind spot. Yeah, that's right. You can't, because it's a blind spot. You can't see it. We've got our weak points. But thank God for our friends in our church community who cover our blind spots and who walk with us through life. It's absolutely fantastic. I love the church of Jesus Christ. You know, God in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, he looked at Adam and Adam looked like he had it all together and he was large, he was in charge. He was the man. He's thinking, yeah, he's walking around the garden. He's thinking, oh, this is awesome. But God said this, Adam had the most perfect relationship with God and seemed to be in control of everything. But, you know, God still said, it's not good for a man to be alone. And I'm not necessarily talking. He said, I'm going to make a helper for him. And I'm not necessarily talking about having a spouse. Because some of us today are single for whatever reason. I'm not talking about a spouse who's your helper. I'm talking about your friends who are your helper. There's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. I need help. Does anybody else need help? If Adam needed a helper, how much more do you and I need help? Anybody need help today? Or is it just me? Is it just me? And in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, there's this great passage. And it says this, Ecclesiastes 4:9 says this, and look at the word help here. This caught my attention this week as I was studying. It says this, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help. Everybody say help. One can help the other up. Anybody need help this morning? We all need help. But pity the what? Now, anybody see that great 80s TV show, The A-Team? Anybody see that? And there was a guy, B.A. Baracus, which stood for bad attitude. Bad attitude. And it was Mr. T. He used to say, bring up that scripture again. He used to say, pity the fool. Pity the fool who comes against. Pity the fool. But it says here, look, pity anyone. Pity the fool. Pity anyone who has no one to help them up. But guys, I'm saying this to you today. I am linked in to my church. I am going to make mistakes. Weaknesses are going to happen in my personal world. Circumstances are going to happen in my world that I can't cope with. And it's at that time, sure, I'm going to go to God. I'm going to seek God. But there are times it's not good for someone to be alone. I need a helper. Who's committed to helping one another today? Guys, we need to help. Can we give God a big hand for the church, the master plan of God for the redemption of mankind? We need each other. We are linked in to church and to the community of believers. But thirdly, we're linked in to connect leaders. Guys, I want to encourage you, if you're not in a connect group, join a connect group. Get linked in so you can relate. So in a time of difficulty, you can go to a leader and say, give me a hand. Help me out. The Bible says here in James, is any one of you sick? Verse 14. Is any one of you sick? Let him call the elders of the church. Let him call the leaders of the church to come and anoint you with oil. Introduce the Holy Spirit into the equation and pray for you. And that's awesome in my own personal world. You know, I seek God and it's all good and I'm surrounded by great friends. It's all good. But there's been times in my life when it's just been too much for me and I needed to go to leadership for help. I remember one time a few years ago now,
We had a house and we were getting, our neighbour was suing us for some reason, you know. We had a big dispute with one of our neighbours, right? And one of our other neighbours decided to sue us, so I got a letter from his lawyer threatening to sue me. My mum was terminally ill in New Zealand and due to die any day. And Kerry's sister was visiting us from New Zealand also at that time. She was suffering with cancer. And so I was surrounded with difficulty and really struggling. And I can remember driving my sister-in-law to the airport. And she was going back for treatment and chemo, you know, lost all her hair. And I remember driving back down the Wakehurst Parkway from the airport, and I thought, I need to go to a leader. I need to go to a Connect leader. I need help. And I pulled into church, and I walked into outside Pastor Simon McIntyre's office. And he came out. He said, Saundy, what's the problem? And I just burst into tears. It was too much. And he got me into his office, and he prayed for me, and he encouraged me, and I said, these guys are suing me, and I haven't done anything wrong. He said, it's okay. I'll recommend you a really good lawyer from the church. And I rang him up the next day, and I said, these guys, and then I burst into tears again as I was speaking to him on the phone. I said, I just can't cope with it. And he said, send me this letter that... And then the next day, he rang. I can still remember, I was driving down the Wakehurst, coming back this way, the next day, coming to work, he said, I've looked at this letter. It's rubbish. Don't worry, Saundy. I'll fix it. And then he rang me up later that day, and he said, I've spoken to their lawyer, and you'll never hear from them ever again. I said, thank you very much. Wow, and what it is to be linked in. What it is to be surrounded with God's people. And underneath are the everlasting arms of God. Guys, I encourage you today, get linked in. First and foremost, when problems occur, 911. Secondly, your friends, your church community. Thirdly, your Connect leaders. Go to them for help. They will stand with you. They will be there for you. And together, we're going through to the other side. Because you and I are linked into God. We're linked into His church. And we're linked into Connect. Can we bow our heads in a word of prayer this morning? Thank you, Lord. Father, I want to thank you for every person in this auditorium. I don't know what they're going through or what they will go through, but God, I know that as they look to you, as they're linked in with you, they're going to make it. They're going to come through it. They're going to be refined like gold. They're coming through like gold, God. In the wonderful name of Jesus, meet every person here at the point of their need. May they always remember to call you and to call your people when they need assistance. In the name of Jesus. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed.
Hey everyone, what a joy it is to bring the Word of God to so many people all around the world every week. And I just love technology for that reason, that we're able to broadcast through television, through podcasts, through social media, and to bring Jesus into people's worlds in all kinds of ways. Obviously, there are costs to that. There are expenses in reaching out and accomplishing this preaching of the gospel. And in the book of Romans, Paul says, how shall I go unless somebody send them? And he's talking about the beautifulness of the preaching of the gospel, how it brings peace and joy into people's worlds. And so the people who are sending us into other people's worlds is you and the people of our congregations. And I'd love you to join with them and with us as partners, sending the gospel throughout all the world through all these means that God has put in our hands. And as we partner together, I know that there will be thousands of people in heaven for eternity because of our efforts together. God has called us to do this, and we depend on people to send us and support us in taking the gospel to the world. I want to say thank you for standing with us and believing God. I'm praying and asking God to touch you and to bless your seed that you sow so that you'll experience an incredible harvest in your lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this week's message from our church. Hope you'll stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram by using @C3 Oxford Falls.